Two Peoria coffee shops are cultivating more equitable relationships with Latin American coffee farmers by cutting out the intermediaries.
Our goal is to help them to open up this market. So we are not there squeezing out every penny. We want them to earn the value that they provide.
That's owner of Zion Coffee Bar, Banu Hatfield. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck.
Support for On Deck on WCBU and WCBU.org comes from the General Wayne A. Downing Peoria International Airport. Flying PIA supports the local economy and is the local option to travel for business or pleasure. Trips begin and end at Peoria International Airport. Details at flypia.com.
Today is Tuesday, April 20th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. More bald eagles from across Illinois are dying from lead poisoning. WCBU student reporter Olivia Streeter has more on what's happening and how we can stop it.
Hog Capital Wildlife Rescue in Kewaunee, Illinois, has taken in several bald eagles with confirmed lead poisoning, all of which have died. President of Hog Capital Wildlife Rescue and Rehab, Tamari Yarger, says that the main cause of the lead poisoning killing the bald eagles stems from hunters using lead ammunition when hunting and then leaving the field dress for animals to find.
Sometimes when that lead goes in, it'll bounce off of a bone and it'll shatter and go into the internal organs. That field dress then contains the lead fragments from the ammunition, and that's what's basically killing our bald eagles.
Yarger says that when the eagles are found with lead poisoning, they are usually too sick to save.
They all had classic lead poisoning symptoms, very lethargic. One had her head was completely twisted around and she was looking up at the sky. One, you could just walk up to him and pick him up. And the other one had literally just fallen out of a tree and just sat there.
Yarger says that lead-free ammunition is a key way to save these animals.
Well, I think that the basic thing that we need to look at is educating people to know that when they're buying ammunition for hunting, they need to look for something that is lead-free. This lead is such a factor in killing our beautiful nation's bird. They've come so far from being on the endangered species list. And now 2/3 of our nation's birds are dying from lead poisoning. So just be aware of what you're purchasing.
Yarger encourages all individuals to educate themselves about the bald eagle population and ways to prevent more deaths. For more information on how to save the nation's bald eagle population, visit WCBU.org. I'm Olivia Streeter.
Here's some more stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Central Illinois may be facing a late-season snowfall today and a final freeze this week. The city of Peoria is officially launching its utility assistance program for people who have fallen behind on bills during the COVID-19 pandemic. And Tri-County area hospitalizations for COVID-19 are at their highest in over 4 months. The 193 coronavirus patients admitted to Peoria area hospitals are the most since 198 patients on December 21st. 44 people are being treated in intensive care units, while almost 2,100 individuals are isolating at home. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Two Peoria coffee bars cut out the middleman between the coffee farms in Latin America and their stores. WCBU student reporter Jordan Mead explores how Zion Coffee Bar and Cafe Santa Rosa are forging more equitable relationships with their farmers.
Coffee growers in Latin America are often working at a disadvantage in negotiating pay and benefits. That's especially true for smaller coffee farms. Zion Coffee Bar is focusing on compensating the farmers for the value they provide.
Our goal is to help them to open up this market. So we are not there squeezing out every penny. We want them to earn the value that they provide.
That was Zion owner Banu Hatfield. Banu and her husband Mike Hatfield educated themselves on sustainable coffee production and decided to work alongside the farmers themselves through De La Gente, or DLG for short. DLG is an organization in Guatemala that works with coffee farmers and cooperatives, building economic opportunities that benefit both the farmers and their communities. DLG typically produces 30% more in profits for the farmers in Ihats and San Miguel Escobar than they would through the typical supply chain. Roberto Cotin, president of Ihats, produces coffee in the mountains of San Lucas Toliman.
We are very grateful, satisfied with all the support and the effort our partners are making, which make us have a very pleasant experience for all of us and our people.
Without De La Gente, Quintin says they would not be able to sell their coffee at the same fair prices. He says working with De La Gente is one of the greatest experiences. Manuel Gomez, a coffee farmer in San Miguel Escobar, says there is much value in his work because behind every cup of coffee, many are impacted.
I believe that is why they continue supporting us by buying coffee, because they already know about the effort we make to obtain a better product.
Another Peoria-based coffee shop, Café Santa Rosa, supports farmers in Colombia through a different approach. Owner Herbert Vidal says he purchased a farm in Colombia 10 years ago and opened a shop in Peoria last year to produce and sell coffee with responsibility.
We are one of a kind operation in the sense that we own the coffee farms. We export the coffee from Colombia, imported the coffee here in the United States.
Café Santa Rosa grows their own coffee, processes it, roasts it, and sells it in the shop. Vidal says this rare process is known as farm to cup. Campo Elias Bellacazar, designer and photographer for Café Santa Rosa in Colombia, says he and other staff in Colombia have close relationships with Vidal in the U.S. to carry out the long production process.
It is not an easy job. We don't use machines here in Colombia, and we pick the best coffee beans so the consumers in the U.S. have a great flavor in the coffee.
Both Zion and Café Santa Rosa have built up extended families within their coffee shops that not only support these coffee retailers in Peoria, but support farmers thousands of miles away. Every ounce of coffee consumed impacts the farmers, and Hatfield and Vidal encourage consumers to educate themselves on where their coffee comes from and how to support sustainable coffee farming. I'm Jordan Mead.
To view a photo gallery of the coffee farms highlighted in this story, and to learn more about their process and relationship to cafes right here in Peoria, visit WCBU.org. And before we let you go, the East Peoria City Council meeting starts tonight at 6, and it will be live streaming on Facebook. And that's it for On Deck today. Thanks for being here. I'm Daniel Musisi. Public media is powerful. NPR and WCBU are here for you whatever the day brings, from vaccination information to the latest on reopening plans. Your financial support is the power we rely on to keep public media strong and pay for the news you need. Contribute now during the spring fund drive at WCBU.org. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from the General Wayne A. Downing Peoria International Airport. Flying PIA supports the local economy and is the local option to travel for business or pleasure. Trips begin and end at Peoria International Airport. Details at flypia.com.